This is Golf Talk Canada, Canada's only nationally syndicated golf talk radio and television program. Presented by Acura. Precision, crafted performance. Visit Acura.ca for our latest lineup, special offers, and dealer incentives. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
And it's the greatest day of the year. It's July 1st. And everybody knows what that means. We get to celebrate. We get to have festivities. We get to have fireworks. Yes, it's Free Agent Frenzy Day. Weeks in the studio along with Adam Scully, producer Adam Scully. Mark Sacchino has the day off. He is recovering in New York, no doubt, with the rattle and the hum still battling around in his head. He was down there for his 20th sighting of U2. He's got a 20 U2 concert. That's pretty cool.
He was actually live on Facebook, too, during the concert, I think.
Are you allowed to do that?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think you
That's
are.
Never held Mark back before. But he's taking a well-deserved day off as he and his bride are in New York. They just went and saw the U2 concert last night, as many people did last week here in Toronto.
Yes.
And, of course, it is Free Agent Frenzy Day. So normally we come in here to the studio on Saturday morning, and it's pretty quiet. You know, the halls are empty. There's, like, empty pizza boxes and coffee cups and stuff lying around. But this morning there's, like, a buzz.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't use the James Duthie parking spot that I normally use. I had to park in the, like, with the plebes and everything.
I typically park in Gino Retta's parking spot, but
not
this morning, no.
There's a full cast of characters here getting ready. Of course, if you want to save your time, just go to Bob McKenzie's Twitter feed.
It's all there.
It's got everything.
All the signings are already there.
That's right. But it is also, of course, Canada Day. 150 years young. You look beautiful, Canada, for 150. And lots of celebrations going on all over the city and the country. Of course, we are live across the network here, mostly focused in on our listeners in Ontario. And, you know, I have some kind of bad news for everybody.
Uh-oh.
It's called the weather forecast. here you go. Mainly cloudy with 60% chance of showers and a risk of thunderstorm. Winds becoming west 20 kilometers, gusting to 40 near noon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40% chance of showers early this evening with a risk of thunderstorms, as long as it clears off for the fireworks. So I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
It's not a great day if you happen to be a very large duck sitting in the harbor in Toronto. The blow-up duck is floating around out there. If you haven't seen it, it's pretty cool.
That thing is massive, too.
I went down and took a look
at
it.
Did you?
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's pretty cool. I went for a run down there. We saw the duck.
Wow.
But, yeah, not great today. Not so great tomorrow. Only 30% chance of showers tomorrow, 60 today. And then Monday, baby, you look great. Mm-hmm. The holiday Monday looking good. I hope it's wherever you are in this country listening to us that that you are going to enjoy Canada Day, whether it's inside or outside, hopefully getting out in the golf course. So this last week, I played Sunday. We got to the 12th tee, and the lightning horn went off, so we walked in. I played again on Monday, and I got to the fourth hole where the lightning horn went off. So not good. Not such a good week, although I did play on Thursday. I got invited to play in the George Cumming Memorial Championship Trophy at beautiful Toronto Golf.
What a great golf
course.
Which is
a wonderful golf course. My gosh, what a golf course that is. I hadn't played it since the renovations. Club professional Doug Rankin was very nice to invite me. George Cumming, for those of you who don't know, was the longtime golf professional there. And by long time, I mean long time. He started as the club pro in 1900. And retired in 1950.
What?
Yeah. He was the pro there for 50 years.
Wow.
Essentially, the guy who started or was the impetus to start him and a couple of others, the PGA of Canada. Mm-hmm. So they have a nice award named after him. And they have a tournament named after him. So it was pretty good. How about you?
Well, so I had some interesting luck on the golf course. So Sunday, I played 16 and a half holes.
that's the worst.
But it was interesting. So it was a shotgun start because it was the husband and wife championship in the afternoon at Bayview, and I'm not married yet, so I was playing.
I
was playing in the morning shotgun, and so we teed off our 10th hole. So we were close to the clubhouse. So we were on the 8th green when the lightning horn went off. So we walked in, and it went from sun to pitch black, and we got soaked. Oh. And then on Monday, I hit one tee shot.
That was it?
One tee shot. And I seldomly hit the fairway on our first hole, and I piped one down the middle. I was feeling good. Yeah, and then the horn went off. And it was sunny. I was, what's going on? And so I walked in. I thought I'd be right out, and Five minutes later, it was...
I can tell you from experience, you do not want to fool around when lightning comes at around a golf course. I was at a, covering a tournament one time, and the lightning hit the media tent.
Oh, my God.
It was like the scary. It was grounded. Yeah. It was fine, but it was one of the scariest things you'll ever be involved in. And you do not want to be around a golf course when it's when there's lightning out there. So the husband and wife tournament was playing on before. I often thought it would be a great idea for a golf course, for a golf tournament at private clubs, would be the husband and ex-wife tournament. See who could make it through 18 holes.
Who could actually
that would be good. And I know some guys at my club who could have their own foursome. So anyway, it would be a pretty interesting tournament. But we've got a good show for you today. Coming up, we are going to be talking with Dr. Mike Herdzin, who is a fine golf course architect. He is the man responsible for Devil's Pulpit, Georgian Bay Club, Dunderave. But most notably, he is responsible for Erin Hills, where they had the U.S. Open a couple of weeks ago. So we're going to talk to him about that and about he's got two national championships because he did a big rework of the Ottawa Hunt Club, which is where the CP Women's Open is going to be in August. So that will be pretty cool. We're also going to talk to Joseph McLuckie, who is the guy who looks after Stewart Golf Motocaddy this in this area, and we're going to talk to him about that. You had a chance to try it out, I think.
Yes. So as we'll tease later in the show, we're going to air we're going to show a little feature on Motocaddy and Stewart Golf products this week on Golf Talk Canada Television, and we sort of went through three of the different products. One of them, you put a remote in your pocket and it follows you.
Really?
Which is very interesting. And we'll also, we're going to knock the stereotype that these carts are meant for old, out-of-shape people.
Right.
And they can be used by anyone. So we'll
talk to guys like you?
I will be trying.
Young and fit?
Well, I don't know about
guys like guys like Sacchino?
Yeah.
Older and not so fit?
Older and
trying to stay fit.
Sergio Garcia's twin?
Yeah, right. he's trying, he lost a bunch of weight a few years ago.
And yes.
He's kept it off. I'll give him credit
for
that.
Him.
He's pretty good. But he's got aches and pains. Like all of us who are getting a little bit older.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some news and headlines.
News and headlines is brought to you by Golf PEI. With 400 fairways within a 45-minute drive, PEI is a golfer's paradise. Visit golfpei.ca to book your golf vacation and discover why PEI is Canada's number one golf destination.
Pretty cool, actually. Just thinking of Golf PEI out there, I saw a thing they sent out this week where on their golf courses, they are just going to keep chatting.
Oh, yeah.
Da, da, da. They are letting junior golfers play for free.
Isn't
all
that great?
Season long. 18 and under after 3 o'clock with a greens. Someone else is paying a greens fee. I think that's an awesome.
It's all about growing the game, and that's how you do it. And
access.
They're really doing it right, which is great.
Good job. Good job for PEI, the folks out in PEI. All right, let's talk about what's going on here. First of all, of course, it's like a plethora of majors here. We've got the LPGA PGA Championship going on, which right now you can't get their leaderboard, which is like that's not good. I've tried to fire. I don't know. Can you find it?
Yes, I have it here. Danielle Kang is tied for the lead with Si-Young Kim and Brooke Henderson.
She's just a couple back.
She is two off the lead.
She had a nice little eagle on the 18th hole yesterday, which was her ninth hole, and that kind of got her going for sure. And
after a rain delay, too.
That's right. And the course changed after the rain delay pretty healthily. I mean, I think they were glad to see that rain delay because it was pretty windy.
Yep.
It softened things up afterwards. Of course, golf course changed, got a little softer, got a little easier to play maybe, but it's not so easy out there. I don't know. They seem to be, the score seems to be, you know.
Not all that low still,
Yeah, for LPGA.
Well, because some of the, like, it's definitely a longer golf course than I believe a typical, couple hundred yards farther. Like, I know there was one par three, it's on the front nine, and it was over 200 yards, and it was into the wind and uphill. And and Michelle Wee hit this, like, knockdown five wood, and it was almost like a bunt, and took a huge divot and hit it to, like, 30 feet on Thursday. It was pretty cool.
Sergio kind of does that sometimes, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
This is kind of, I'm jumping all over here, but there's a really cool little thing that Golf Town is doing.
Mm-hmm.
They got this custom driver. So it's a Ping G driver, and they had it painted by a gentleman who's an artist, and it's got all these Canadian themes on it. Now, I don't think you're going to play with this, but it's a collector's item. You can put it on your desk. You don't have to have the shaft in it. And it's a really cool head. And if you go to Golf Town, I'll try and tweet out the link to it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go out, and they're going to give it away today for Canada Day. And all you have to do is follow them on Instagram, I think. So if you're on Instagram, you can follow that. But it's really cool. It's got like a hockey player and a flag and some, but it's really, really well done. So if you want to have a chance to win that driver, just go to Golf Town either on Twitter or on Facebook, and you can see all the information. And I will tweet something out at the next break, so you can follow that and look for that.
Interesting
story. Natalie Gulbis is an LPGA Tour player, known probably as much for her appearance as her golf game. So there were reports that she is considering a run for Congress in the United States. Now, I don't know if you remember, but she actually spoke at the Republican National Convention, which was a show of interesting people up there. Yeah. Didn't they have Chachi? I think he was another speaker up there or something. It was very weird. So she's thinking of running for Congress. I don't know. I don't know too many golfers who have put their hat in the political ring.
That'd certainly be unique, but in this day and age, anyone can do it, I guess.
Exactly.
That'd certainly be unique, that's for sure.
Yeah. Another interesting story that came across, of course, they're playing the Quicken Loans down in... talk about jumping all over the place. Sorry, folks. Quicken Loans is the tournament that's going on at the Quicken Loans Nationals. Mm-hmm. This is Tiger Woods tournament. Yep. Now, the PGA Tour, of course, is looking at a big revamp of the schedule. They want to put the PGA Championship in May, mm-hmm. move the players back to March, and they're looking to kind of shorten everything up so their whole season is done before Labor Day, which means they don't have to go up head-to-head with the NFL stuff and television ratings down there. And one of the things they're looking at trying to do is shrink the tournament schedule, and one of the talk now is that the Quicken Loans National may be the one of the tournaments that actually gets the chop. Now, it's booked through 2020, but the sponsor has already said he's not going to come back at that site or down in Potomac or in Maryland,
right,
in that area. So that one may be going the way of the dodo, and I know the first thing that everyone's thinking about is, well, I wonder if the Canadian Open can get a better spot. This would be the ideal week right now for the Canadian Open, I think.
Yeah, well, and especially July 1, right?
Exactly.
And it wouldn't be wedged between, last year was wedged between two majors. It's always wedged right after the Open Championship. Still gets a great field because RBC does such a great job in getting players over here. But still, you would hope that if they can move it, you know, to this week or somewhere around this week, that the following or the draw would be that much better.
Yeah, it would be that much better. Anyway, we'll see what happens with the Quicken Loans. They are congressional has said that they will only have it two more times, I think, next year and then 20, and then after that we'll see. The sponsor, Quicken Loans, is run by a guy who lives in Michigan, a big Detroit guy, and he's thinking of trying to bring a tournament back to that part of the world. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how the schedule plays out. But it's an interesting that this is one of the tournaments that, and of course it's Tiger's tournament.
Yeah, which is also another thing.
Now, his foundation is going to start working with the tournament at the Riviera. So maybe that will become Tiger's tournament. So anyway, we'll see what happens. We'll keep our eye on that one. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to do some little Canadiana here. We're going to reach out and talk to we're going to read out some of the greatest moments in Canadian golf history as we celebrate Canada 150 today, coming up on Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC was brought to you by Acura. Precision, crafted performance. Visit Acura.ca for our latest lineup, special offers, and dealer incentives. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by TaylorMade and the new M family of drivers and irons. Same letter, better everything. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada. Bob Weeks with you in studio alongside producer Adam Scully. Mark Zucchino has the day off as he recovers from U2 in NYC. We give him one or two days off a year. This is one.
This is one of them.
Have you ever seen U2?
Not live, no.
No. Are you? You're considerably younger than me.
Well,
I went to school with your mother.
You did.
But
yes.
Tell me, if you could go to one concert,
what
would it be? And it has to be Canadian, actually, because it's Canada Day.
I don't know.
Drake?
But I will say, as I think about this, my sister and her boyfriend went to U2 last week at the Dome, and the Dome was open.
Yeah.
And they took some crazy photos and videos. It was like, holy crap.
I think I was the only person, every one of my friends was there, I think. I got like so many different tweets and Facebook posts from people, and they were all over the stadium. It was pretty funny. I mean, Tristan Mullally was there, I saw. There was a lot of different people, but... out there, but good for Mark, and I hope he has a safe drive back. He's like the driver guy; he doesn't like to fly.
Yeah, right? Which is
he will fly. It's not like he's scared of flying.
Yeah,
he's just
well. He made it back from Augusta in like
That was crazy.
Like 14 hours or something?
I don't know what he was doing with that.
Was he like going 150? Like, how did he go that fast?
Coming up a little bit later in the show, we're going to have talk to Joseph McLuckie from Motocaddy Stewart Golf. And really interesting. I'm really interested to hear about this. He's got a good product, very, very good product with that. And we're going to talk to you because you had a chance to test it out.
Yeah.
And we'll check with that. We're also going to hear from an interview I did with Dr. Mike Herdson, who was the guy behind Erin Hills. And one thing we're not going to do, well, I guess we should do it. It's the forecast here. I don't know where you're listening in Canada, but I'm getting these pictures.
It doesn't look good.
I just saw a picture of the Sunrise Canada Day ceremony at Signal Hill out in Newfoundland, and it's like pouring rain.
Oh, no.
Mainly cloudy. This is the southwestern Toronto, Hamilton area. Mainly cloudy with 60% chance of showers starting around noon. Risk of thunderstorms, high 24. It's just like it's going to clear off for the fireworks tonight. That's all we care about.
But still a 40% chance that it won't rain.
That's true.
Glass half full. Come on.
That's true. Now, because it's Canada Day, we wanted to do a little Canadiana here. And last night I was sitting alone in my darkened room, alone. No, I was sitting on Twitter. I found. Lauren Rubenstein had posted the great writer and great Canadian Golf Hall of Fame member, had posted his three top moments from Canadian golf. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, that's pretty cool. So I tweeted it out and I asked the people, you know, tell me, what are your three biggest moments? What do you think the three biggest moments in the history of Canadian golf are? And we got lots of responses, which we're going to do. We're going to go through here a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what... I'll throw it to you first, Adam. What do you think? What do you think? What are your three?
So for me, as you mentioned before, I'm more on the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sort of in the post-2000s, I guess, sort of.
Okay.
So one of the most common responses I think everyone said was Mike Weir in 03.
Yeah.
Which I think any major sports fan or golf fan knows where they were.
Right.
When he made that putt first on 18 to get into the playoff and then actually in the playoff against Len Matisse.
Yep.
So that's obviously a big one. For me personally, there have been some great moments recently, but one that I haven't seen mentioned was Graham Dillett in the 2013 President's Cup.
That was pretty cool.
When on, I believe it was day four, he chipped in, and I think it was to tie the match. He was playing with Jason Day, and he gave a Tiger-esque fist pump.
And he just about ripped Jason Day's arm off.
Twice. I watched the celebration. He high-fived him. As we know, golfers are the greatest celebrators ever because, you know, Spieth started with his chest bump and the Dreller's rake throw. But he went around, he high-fived Day's caddy and his own caddy and then almost ripped his arm off right after. And then Dillett beat Spieth in the singles.
That's right.
And that was Spieth's first President's Cup. So that was sort of not his coming out party because he had a great year on the PGA Tour, but that was definitely a big moment for Graham Dillett's career, and hopefully he can get that W soon. And my third and final moment, another sort of you know where you were, was Brooke Henderson last year at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship in that playoff when she hit that approach shot in the playoff stiff
right
against Lydia Ko. And they were just going mano-a-mano, and she just ripped this thing down the middle and onto the green and had a 2.5-footer to win her first major championship. So those are my three. I know there's so many others out there.
Yeah, there's a million of them, right? I mean, I was going through trying to think of what I would put down. And obviously, 03 for Mike Weir was one. I was lucky enough to be there.
Yep.
I was actually walking around with Rod Black, and for some reason, Paul Coffey was there. So we were walking around, the three of us. And normally at the Masters, what we'll do is that, you know, I like to walk around a little bit in the mornings with the guys. And then by the back nine, I just go into the media room and watch it because usually there's so much happening that you just can't be out there and know what's going on. So, but that time we just walked the whole way with Mike, and we even went to the playoff, and it was it was pretty remarkable to see this guy who you knew was the little guy from the Canadian Tour and an amateur guy with those big goofy glasses, and here he was now about to slip on the green jacket. So that's definitely one.
Such a cool moment.
And I don't know. I had a whole bunch of different ones for, like, I could put 20 up.
Mm-hmm.
But the one of the ones that stands out that also wasn't mentioned too much was probably the greatest round of golf I've ever witnessed was Stephen Ames, the Sunday of the Players' Championship. Watching him control the golf ball, he won by 6 shots against the best field in golf. That was a Tiger and
Phil, all those guys, VJ,
yeah. Retief Goosen, when they were all in the Big Five, remember they called him yep. Ernie Els and stuff. And I mean, this guy, I had never seen a guy control a golf ball mm-hmm. as well as I had for that. It's not the greatest round of golf I've ever seen, because that would be Tiger at the U.S. Open, but right. the greatest ball striking and control that I've ever witnessed in my life. That was just stunning. And then I don't know what the third one would be. I've got so many. Yeah. I could put about 50 up yeah. there. I mean, obviously the Brooke Henderson one last year, which was pretty cool. We were actually at the U.S. Open. The first Sunday was the Sunday before the U.S. Open started. So we were at the U.S. Open, and we were watching it on TV. And then James Duthie and Bob McKenzie were somewhere where they didn't have access to a TV.
I think it was the Stanley Cup Final.
Okay.
I think they were, and they were like live, and they were watching on Ray Ferraro's phone or something. It was something
weird
like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was Ray. It wasn't Bob. It was Ray.
Yeah.
And the feed cut out or something. So we actually, they called us, and we Skyped and put the iPad to the TV so they could watch Brooke Henderson's last shots on that hole to see her win the PGA Championship. I can't imagine what the quality was like to see that going through. But it was pretty amazing. So that would certainly be right up there.
Yeah.
I also like Scott Simmons, who was the mm-hmm. former CEO of yep. Golf Canada. He sent a good one out, which I had kind of forgotten about, which was the Dunhill Cup win. By Dave Barr, you may not even remember this, but Dave Barr, mm-hmm. Rick Gibson, and Ray Stewart, and they beat basically the best three teams in golf. They beat the U.S., and they won. That was one of the first big international mm-hmm. wins for Canada. I remember that one was a good one. I'm trying to think of some of the other things that have come up. Anything that stands
well,
out?
Well, I guess more recently, Hadwin's 59.
Yeah.
That's a big one. I immediately thought of Mackenzie Hughes making that putt in the playoff. And obviously that led to his victory.
Lorne Rubenstein, of course, the guy who started this whole thing, talked about George Knutson, who won in 1968, won back-to-back, and he won the Phoenix and the Tucson tournaments, mm-hmm. the double in the desert, they called it.
Yeah, and then there was Wiersey beating Tiger at the President's Cup in Montreal. That was a huge victory for him and for Canada, basically.
Yeah, then you can go back and look at some of Marlene Street's wins. She won the U.S. Senior at 68 years old.
Isn't that amazing?
That's pretty remarkable.
68 years old.
That's pretty remarkable. well, there's lots to consider. If you have your top three, you want to share them with us, you can go to my feed or Adam's feed or the Golf Talk Canada feed, but certainly Bob Weeks, TSN, if you want to go and have a look at that. Mm-hmm. Also, just a quick interesting note, David Hearn, they're on top of things down at the Quicken Loans. David Hearn's locker, they posted up a Canada 150, Happy Canada Day little sticker up on his locker.
Amazing.
So
that's
pretty
good.
Cool. All right, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk to Joseph McLuckie and the Motocaddy Stuart Golf. Stay tuned. This is a really interesting conversation I think we're going to have with him, and we're going to dispel a few myths about the motorized caddy. That's coming up as we continue on Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by TaylorMade and the new M family of drivers and irons. Same letter, better everything. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by Moto Caddy and Stewart Golf Dream Machines, the Canadian market leader in electric walking golf trolleys. Sold in over 30 countries around the world, they offer the widest selection of golf trolleys for players of all ages, abilities, and budgets. For more information, visit jpsmgolf.com. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada. Zucchino free zone this week. He's got a sleep in New York City. Adam Scully admirably filling in for Mr. Zucchino this morning. Bob Weeks with you. And we're going to talk right now to Joseph McLuckie. And he is McLuckie, I think.
He's
the president of JPSM Sales and Marketing, which you don't really need to know that as much as you need to know that he looks after Motocaddy and Stewart Golf. And happy Canada Day. Good morning, Joseph.
Thank you, Bob.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
That's good. Listen, the boys came out to see you this week and with a camera. We shot a little stuff that we're going to see on Golf Talk Canada television this week. But we're going to sort of dispel some rumors here or some stigmas about mm-hmm. the power caddy and what you have with Moto Caddy and Stewart Golf. But first of all, before we get into that, just tell us about how things are going with the product, and I'm starting to see them more and more all over. And there's a couple at my course. I know at Weston, some folks have them there, and I mean, it's not a new invention, obviously, but it seems like more and more people are going to this. Am I right?
You're absolutely correct. We're in the middle of our 11th season since we started.
Wow.
We started originally with Stewart Golf. Bit of a story about how I got into it, but I won't bore you with that. But 11 years ago, out of the basement of my house, and today we have a 5,000 square foot facility, and we have 6 employees.
Wow.
And as of Thursday, we closed yesterday because we're all burnt out. We finally caught up, and we shipped 9 skids of product on Thursday to catch up. So it's just one of those things that it grows. But to your point, it's education and awareness. And you're referencing, you know, Colin at your club at Weston. He's one of our good customers. And that's happening all across the country. And it's one person sees the product. And sort of as a byproduct of a side discussion, as we were waiting out the rain on Monday when we were at Cedar Bray getting ready to shoot the feature with Mark and with Adam, we just sort of were talking about the perception. And out of that, and it's something we focused on, certainly my director of sales is a 29-year member of the Canadian PGA who joined me 3 years ago, is that the perception is this is a product for old people. And all along, we always said education awareness. And it's kind of like the penny dropped about 2 years ago. And now we're seeing our demographics. So people always say, oh, your business must be growing because the population's aging. It's actually the complete opposite. Is the reason our business is growing is because the adopters of the category now are younger and younger.
If people have ever played with a caddy, that's a great way to play golf. But, you know, caddies are few and far between these days. To me, this is what this category represents, is the ability to walk, to enjoy yourself, but not having to either push a cart or carry something on your bag. And that's the most enjoyable way to play golf.
Absolutely. The game, where does it say anywhere that part of the game is carrying or pushing 30 to 50 pounds worth of equipment?
Yeah.
And so we have a line, and we discussed this on Monday, and Adam certainly laughed. People will go, I'm too young for this product. And my line is, you're too young to play better.
Yeah, well, that's the other part, too. And I'm going to throw it over to here to Adam, but there's a lot of benefits to this as well. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, I was going to ask, obviously, Joseph, you know, there's so many benefits to using this product. But one of the products I really want to ask or let our listeners get in on now, and that they'll see on television this week, is the new Stewart Golf machine that actually follows you if you have the remote in your back pocket. Tell us about that.
So the Stewart product, that's what I started with. And Stewart globally would be the technology market leader. And they're a little, if you thought of fashion, they're a bespoke company out of the UK. They actually started in a little coach house, and they've just moved into a 10,000 square foot facility, a brand new facility. And they've always been on the leading edge of technology. So a few years ago, we went from a radio frequency unit, which most units are, to Bluetooth technology. So basically, you have a remote, it pairs by Bluetooth to the unit. The added feature they got, and it was, they have the patented rights for golf product, is a follow product, and it works on a magnetic field. So on the unit, you've got your two motors, and above each motor is a ferrite coil. And then in the handset, there's also a coil, and so you push a separate button. And as you walk away from the unit, it's like an elastic band. You pull the unit along. And it's a great feature. What's interesting about it, as we're talking about the categories, it's no different than if you went from carrying to pushing or pushing to using a remote. Mm-hmm. I even saw a difference in energy levels from going a remote to a follow unit, because now you're no longer using any brain energy to push a button. So you stand in front of the unit, you hit the follow button, you put it on your back pocket, and you walk away and it follows you around. And we're really surprised, because we thought that it would be something people would like, but we still thought the base remote unit would outsell the follow unit, and it's the opposite. We're 3-to-1 follows to remotes.
Is it, if you forget to take the thing off and stuff, does it follow you like into the grill room after?
Or? Absolutely.
Perfect. We were just sort of touching on the fact of the benefits to using one of these things. And I got to think that, like, on a hilly course, like, I know Weston's pretty hilly, and the Bayview's got some hills where Adam plays, and there's a number of courses around, obviously, when you're walking up and down. And if you don't have to carry something, why not? I mean, that's got to be one of the biggest benefits of this product.
Well, it is. And go back to talking about using a motorized product. So we get lots of customers who call or come into our showroom and they go, I just came back from the UK and they don't have riding carts. Like, I don't know this. And I say, well, yes, in the UK, to get a riding cart, you need a doctor's certificate.
Right.
Well, and if I didn't take a caddy, but I could get one of these moto caddies. And did you know they're everywhere? Well, Moto Caddy, who's they're the largest company in the world, they sell 7,000 units a year in the UK just for fleets.
Wow.
So you show up at Carnoustie, Kings Barn, Glen Eagles, all the top courses, that you rent a moto caddy. And so they'll go, and I rented one, and I don't know why I've never used one before. So that's just the base unit. You talk about courses with hills. Well, we have a unit that's called the DHC unit. So if you're walking down a hill, if you think about it, if you're pushing a cart, you've got to hold it back. Well, with our base unit, it's the same way. You have to hold it back. Now we have a DHC unit that if you go down the hill at speed one, you can let go of it and it won't pick up speed. Hmm. So you're always, as the chairman of MotoCaddy always says to me, we've ticked another box. Every time that we get feedback, we relay it back. We talk to designers. They talk to us because, you know, we're one of the better markets. And we address what people's wants and needs are. And people just want to walk. And they don't want to carry or push. And I think it's all part of what's happened to golf is the athleticism of getting out and walking is a key part of it. And so if we can assist in that, that's what we're doing, and that's why we're seeing the growth we are.
And Joseph, a stereotype, as we mentioned before, with this product is that it's meant for, you know, people that may be a little older, have some injuries, like Mark Sacchino, for example, has issues in his back. And as you mentioned on television, you've had two back surgeries. And so Mark's going to be using this product for the next foreseeable future, the next couple of weeks. And I'm looking forward to also using it. And I, knock on wood, don't have any back issues. I'm looking forward to seeing what sort of benefits I'm going to get from using this product because, as Bob said, at Bayview or at different courses, once you get to the 14th, 15th holes, the energy isn't quite there. So I'm looking forward to seeing how much energy this is actually going to save me.
Well, just so you know, I spoke with Dustin, your head professional, who's a really good supporter of ours, has been for years.
Great.
On Thursday. So whenever you show up, there's going to be a moto caddy for your bag. And that's, again, one of the things we say. So we just to sort of point, you know, put a little exclamation mark on it. Gentleman walks into our showroom Thursday morning, watch, about 11 o'clock. He walks in. He's got this look like he's lost, and I came out. I said, can I help you? He said, I just finished playing golf. I used my buddy's moto caddy. I can't believe that I got in the car, and that what hit me was I wasn't tired.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And I said, so how can I help you? Well, I want one of these. He said, yeah. If you told me that I would want one of these, I would have thought you're crazy because I always thought that it would be something I would use in about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there you go. So again, it's the perception. And if you go back 10 years ago, I mean, the product did look like something that the next thing you were going to be in was a wheelchair. But they were built, they were structurally, they were steel, I called them Sherman tanks. And now they're fashion forward, there's color, there's technology. And so I think people are less, you know, less hesitant to say, I will use one of these. And as I always say to people, I can go out and buy a $700 driver. Is it going to improve my game? Maybe, but I doubt it. Whereas if I can give you more energy in the last 5-6 holes, especially if it's 30 plus and you're hot and it's uphill, I think there's a point to be made there.
Yeah, I agree with you. 100%. Joseph, thank you so much. We're going to take a look and see your smiling face this week on Golf Talk Canada Television. We're going to give the boys a little test run. We're going to have them report back, and we'll get you back on to hear what their results are.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to it. Happy Canada Day, and let's hope we can dodge some rain.
You too. Thanks,
exactly.
Joseph.
Take care.
Cheers.
That is Joseph McLuckie, who is the president of JPSM Sales and Marketing, Stewart Golf, Moto Caddy. We'll have a little more, as I said, on This Week on Golf Talk Canada Television. Are you looking forward to
it? I'm pumped. Yeah. I am pumped. Because typically, as I said, you know, at least at Bayview, the last couple holes are definitely up that hill, and your legs, as some of the guys at Erin Hill said, you get the jelly legs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And, you know, as someone who doesn't quite hit every fairway in the world, sometimes I stray off the fairway, and I'm looking forward to using the product.
Well, all right. Well, we're going to hear on that. And when we come back, nice little segue there. You mentioned Erin Hills. We're going to hear from the architect of Erin Hills, Dr. Mike Herdson, who has some interesting things to say about the course that just hosted the U.S. Open. Stay tuned. There's more ahead on Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Moto Caddy and Stewart Golf Dream Machines, the Canadian market leader in electric walking golf trolleys. Sold in over 30 countries around the world, they offer the widest selection of golf trolleys for players of all ages, abilities, and budgets. For more information, visit jpsmgolf.com. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit WeatherTech.ca. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada. Bob Weeks in studio along with producer Adam Scully. Mark Zucchino is off. It is Canada Day weekend. It is also going to rain. That doesn't go together. We're going to hope for, going to keep our fingers crossed. It's also free agent frenzy, so if you're sitting in the rain, you can watch.
Yeah, starting at 11 Eastern on TSN.
Bobby Mack and Dregs and all the gang who are going to be in studio here. It's buzzing around this place.
Mm-hmm.
And we see who the all your favorite teams are going to sign. I think the Leafs, do you think they're going to be active?
No, it sounds like they're going to be pretty quiet.
Okay.
Although their window might be, because I know this isn't a hockey show, but I know their window might be an interesting window because they have all these young guys and a lot of cap room, so we'll see what happens.
I thought maybe Joe Thornton, maybe not.
Maybe, that'd be a unique, but he'd have to shave his beard.
Yeah, that's right. Lou Lamoriello doesn't like that, does he?
No, and that's quite a...
But he's from just down the road in St. Thomas,
yeah.
I think, isn't he?
Well, maybe.
I think he's a pretty good golfer. I think he was a union member.
Was he? Yeah.
I think he was, yeah. I think he may still be. I don't know.
Hmm.
Anyway, I digress. We are happy Canada today. Hope your fireworks go well. They're not rained out. We had a chance. I had a chance. I was up in Ottawa for the media day for the CP Women's Open, and the Ottawa Hunt and Country Club will be the host. That has undergone a massive overhaul by the hands of Dr. Mike Herdson, who is also the guy who is responsible for Erin Hills. He's also done a number of different golf courses in and around Canada, notably Devil's Pulpit, Dunderave, Westwood Plateau. Anyway, I had a chance to chat with him about all things golf course architecture. Mike Herdson, we're coming off a U.S. Open, and it's got to be a crowning achievement, I think, for an architect to have a major played on your course. How did it feel?
Oh, it felt absolutely wonderful. There was, you'd have to describe it almost as surreal. And I was fortunate enough to have Inside the Rope badge, like you media guys get, and to be able to walk within 8 or 10 yards of the greatest players in the world and see them play the golf course was absolutely fabulous. And the golf course played exactly like we wanted it to.
So I was just going to sort of, that would be my next question, is when you see a course and you envision it and you envision the best players in the world coming, did it met your expectations then?
Well, it did, but I didn't realize how hard and how far these guys can hit it. Now, I really thought a 675-yard par 5 with a little bit of a double dog leg in it that nobody would get home in two. But, you know, we saw both Harmon and
Kepka.
Be able to get home in two and make eagles. So, you know, I'm happy for them. But, yeah, the only thing I didn't realize is just how hard and how far those guys hit the ball.
Now, the golf course had a lot of rain beforehand, and so things were a little softer than we're used to seeing at a normal U.S. Open. And this course was not like a lot of past U.S. Open golf courses. There was some criticism about it, but do you think it held its guard?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you've got to realize that was a par 72 golf course, and most U.S. Open golf courses are par 70 or par 71. So we gave them four par 5s, which, again, talking about how far they hit the ball, that gave them four more birdie opportunities over the two more birdie opportunities per day. And so Yeah, that was to be expected. And again, I think if the weather conditions would have been different, we would have seen lower scores.
You have quite a history here. I'm switching gears here a little bit. You have quite a history here of golf courses in Canada, with Devil's Pulpit and Brudenell being at top of the list. But we're standing here at the Ottawa Hunt Club, where you've done quite a bit of work, and this will be the site of the CP Women's Open. Tell me a little bit about the work you've done here.
Well, I was very, very pleased that the membership would trust me to come on to what had the basic skeleton of a Willie Park golf course and allow us to move the driving range and with a repercussion of moving a few more holes. But I believe that we've changed the greens, we've changed the bunkering, we put it down to the original strategy, but it produced it in a modern context. So I think that what we have is sort of a retro golf course, but it'll play to modern equipment.
When you come into a golf course that has a historic designer behind it, whether it be Stanley Thompson or Willie Park or Donald Ross, how much do you try to be authentic to the original design?
Well, I study the old maps. I look at all the features that were original as much as we, and try to save those as much as we can. But really the heart and soul of the golf course is the routing. And so I really don't like to change the routing that much. As it turns out at Ottawa Hunt, by moving the first hole over against Hunt Club Road was exactly what Willie Park had way back when. So we were actually solved a problem by being true to his original routing.
How about the design business these days? I know there's fewer golf courses being built. Are you doing a lot more modification work or, I don't know, restoration, renovation work than you are in terms of building new courses?
Oh, absolutely. There's only about 20 new golf courses that are going in North America, and we're seeing about 200 a year that'll closing. And so golf is still not a really good investment, but the people who have golf courses realize the asset they have and are upgrading them to meet the market demand. So just about all of our work is remodeling, and it's actually a lot of fun to do that because you have to look at the original strategy, rethink it, and then try to put it back.
I know also some of the your background is in terms of being environmentally friendly when you're building your designs, and I remember there was a course you have out in Cape Cod that was especially built that way. Is that more and more in demand, or owners or builders, when they are building courses, looking at that?
Oh, absolutely. This whole theme of sustainability is getting more important, not less important. And by sustainability, Bob, what we're really looking for is a golf course that uses less water, fertilizer, pesticide, and energy sources, but is still market competitive. So as competitive as all the other golf courses around it, it just needs fewer inputs. And that is becoming a higher and higher priority.
It's always great to talk to you. Thank you for your time, and congratulations on getting two national opens in 1 year.
Thank you very much.
And there is Dr. Mike Herdson, who's a wonderful guy. We're going to say goodbye to the national audience. Thank you for listening today. And for Hamilton and Toronto, we got 30 more minutes. Lucky you. And just before we go, real quick, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram. You have a chance to win in 20 weeks. A TaylorMade, our prize this week is a FlexTech carry bag. So follow us on all the social media. Mark Sacchino knows this down pat. I don't have it all down, but you know what the skill is. You know what the deal is. You can win some great prizes from TaylorMade Golf. Coming up after the break, winners, weird and what. There's more Golf Talk Canada for those of you in the Toronto and Hamilton area. National audience, hit it long and straight, folks.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit weathertech.ca. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For blogs, show archives, video highlights, and TV schedule, visit us online at golftalkcanada.ca. We'll be right back with more GTC. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, is brought to you by St. Kitts, the Caribbean's most welcoming golf experience. Follow your heart to breathtaking golf in warm, inviting St. Kitts. For information on wonderful resorts and championship courses, visit golfawaytours.com today. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada. Bob Weeks in studio along with producer Adam Scully as Mark Sacchino takes a little break. And it's time for Winners, Weird, and What. But it's the Canada edition, right?
Yes.
It's Canada Day. It's free agent frenzy in both. I forgot about this. It's free agent frenzy not only in hockey, but also in basketball.
It's just, it's the busiest time of the year.
I think Wimbledon's starting. Isn't that right? Wimbledon starting?
Next week?
Maybe next week. Something. It's
the Open Championship soon.
Open Championship is soon.
CFL's
we got,
here.
We got a major on the LPGA Tour or the Women's Tour. We've got a major on the Champions Tour, the U.S. Senior Open. Brooke Henderson is in the hunt at the PGA looking to try and defend her title. We'll get to that in the next block where we talk about the leaderboard and show you exactly and tell you what's going on. But good for Brooke for coming off the win a week ago, and or 2 weeks ago, I guess. But right now it's time for the much-loved and much-anticipated feature, Winners, Weird, and What. And, Mr. Scully, you have the tea.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Well, Bob, this week, my winner is the Web.com Tour.
Wow.
Because they gave a special exemption to Steph Curry. Yes, Steph Curry, the basketball player. He'll be playing in the Ellie Mae Classic in August. Now, there's been some people on Twitter.
Is he also getting into the Jethro Classic? That's, you probably don't remember. That doesn't mean anything to you, but it's an old
that one
old,
right over my head.
Beverly Hillbillies. Okay.
Now, Steph Curry's a 2 handicap. He's played in some of the celebrity events before and has shot under par. So I think it's great exposure for the Web.com Tour to have a guy like this. The ratings are going to be through the roof. Everyone's going to be there with a camera wanting to see how this guy does. And who knows, if he plays well, maybe he can make the cut. But he did say earlier he was on Faraday's show on Golf Channel, and he said after playing golf that, or playing basketball, that, you know, maybe something playing golf could be in his future, which is
I love how some of these athletes just think, oh yeah, I'll just walk onto the PGA Tour or the LPGA Tour or whatever.
No big deal, but, right?
Yeah, no, it doesn't quite work that way.
My weird this week is Justin Thomas. He's had a rough couple of weeks. He's now missed back-to-back cuts, but the weird thing about this, he made a quadruple bogey 9 on the par 5 10th on Thursday.
What?
With a one putt.
Holy smokes.
A one putt 9. That's good for the stack column. Just a one. But he did have a shank, or a hosel rocket, as some of us who don't want to use the term shank. Yeah, he blasted one way left into a hazard, tried to play it out of the hazard, kept the ball in the hazard, took a drop, hit a shank. Yeah, it was you could clearly hear him say, "I just shanked it." that was the best part about it.
But at least he got it up and down for 9.
He got up and down, good up and down for 9. Made the 3-footer with his glove still on too. So that was you can tell he was definitely a little hot under the collar with that. My what this week, and we've seen this around on the SportsCenter top 10, etc. What was Li Haotong's mom thinking? So the story here.
This is great.
Li Haotong snaps his putter in half, throws it in the water. His mom didn't see this and says, "I want to get my son's putter." So she's going through the swampy water and
pulling her pant legs up.
Pulling her pant leg up because she's got the white pants on and the water's thick and disgusting. And you got guys, you got Thomas Peters and Tyrell Hatton just killing themselves laughing, watching her as she's going through. And she picks up the grip out of the water. And it's just the grip. It's the grip in about 4 inches of the shaft of the putter. And she looks at it and throws it back in. But the best part almost about it, she gets out of the water and pulls out like 6 napkins and starts trying to dry herself off. It's just like, what are you doing? But, you know, there's definitely a lot of weird things in the world of golf.
Yeah, for sure.
Every week. Bob, the tee is now yours.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
See, I waited this time.
You did.
Didn't jump in early. I'm learning.
Your success rate, it's climbing by the show.
So my winner this week is Canadian golf, because it's Canada Day, and we got to talk about the great things that Canada has given to the game of golf. And, you know, we're famous in this country for left-handed golfers. We have the largest contingent of left-handed golfers in the world.
You're one of them.
I am one of them. So is Mark Sacchino.
Yes.
He's one of them. We are known to be able to play golf wearing a toque.
Yes.
Nobody else does that. We're the only ones who really, we've mastered that. We have courses that are on the ocean. We have courses that are in the mountains. We have the only people in the world who, when you hit a putt and it's going a little bit short, yell sweep or hurry hard after it, right? I mean, that happens. So Canada and Canadian golfers, you're my winners this week. I love you all. You're all great. And we got some great Canadian golfers, by the way, playing on the professional tours. Mm-hmm. And you and I know we have to, we work with these people a lot. And I can't tell you, I get asked a lot, who's the nicest guy on the PGA Tour you get to interview? And I'll tell you, there's not a bad Canadian golfer that I've really ever had to work with. Mm-hmm. They're all great. Great, great people.
And happy 150, too, as well.
And happy 150. Exactly, exactly. So my my weird this week, this is a very weird story going on the European tour. It's a little bit of like deep, dark deception, skullduggery going on.
I'm liking the whispering going on.
I know. So Bernd Wiesberger, who is a one of the top 50 golfers in the world, very good player. Mm-hmm. Now, he shot a respectable 2-under-69 Friday, round two of the HNA French Open, which is being played at the course where they're going to have the Ryder Cup in a couple of years, Le Golf National de Paris. Mm. And the problem is, after, well, sort of midway through the round, he realized the settings on his driver weren't where they normally are.
Wow.
And somehow, somebody had gone in, he figures, and switched the settings. And apparently, he wasn't the only golfer. So somebody, juggled the settings on his golf club.
What?
So they're trying to figure it out. He plays a Titleist driver, and he said, this is what he says. I found out during the round that my setting on my Titleist driver had been changed by somebody. This all happened to other players today, apparently, as well. Has never happened to me before. And they're trying to figure out exactly what happened, but his driver settings were changed.
Is that not the weirdest thing we've had all year?
How
does that happen?
I don't know. It's the oddest thing I've ever had.
Oh, my God.
My what this week is actually going to be my weird on this week's Golf TV, but I had to put it in here because it was so strange. And it's typical, again, it goes back to my winner, which is being Canadian golf left-hander. And it's on my Twitter feed if you want to look at it. I'll post it up again. A left-handed golfer at the driving range. And, of course, he's back-to-back with a right-handed golfer. And he takes a backswing right at the same time as the guy in the other booth is taking a backswing. And he clocks his club and breaks it right in half. And if you're a left-handed golfer, you know what this is all about. Left-handed golfers unite. And I had this tweeted out. And Darren Dreger tweeted it out and retweeted it. Yeah. So did Darren Dettition. It's got a billion retweets right now because every left-handed golfer in the world knows what it's like to try and stand on the range and fit in so you don't clonk yourself. But this unfortunate player actually broke his driver in half.
Well, and the look of horror that the guy had when he takes the swing and he feels his club break and sort of looks at the guy like, what are you doing? And sort of, well,
exactly.
Bad place, bad time. Yeah.
Now, have you ever played in a group with three lefties?
Yes, earlier this year at Bayview when it was you, my buddy Gavin, and Mark.
Exactly.
I think that was the only time.
That's it?
That was the most Canadian group I've ever played in, maybe? Would you call it that, maybe? That was
So normally around the world, the rate of left, if you talk to the equipment manufacturers, the rate of left-handed golfers is about 8%. In the United States, about 8% of golfers are left-handed. In Canada, it's about, could range up to about 30, depending on where you are in the country. Quebec is the highest rated. It's about, at times, can be like 40 to 45%.
Really?
Exactly. And it's weird.
It's awesome.
It's all because of hockey, right?
Of course,
You grew up playing hockey because if you look and transfer that left-handed component number to the women's game, it's about a natural fit. It's about 8% of women golfers are left-handed in Canada, but not men golfers. And so you know that there's probably a whole bunch of left-handed golfers who actually should be right-handed.
Yeah, and you'd see what would happen if they actually tried to do the switch.
That's right.
That would it might change their life forever.
That could be. I'm way too deep in the game now to try and do that. No, wait. I actually one time we were at a golf outing, and we were in New York City, and we were at a Chelsea Pier, and they had a driving range, and we were supposed to get this shuttle ride back. Anyway, it was very late, so we had extra time, so we were just sitting there, and I decided, maybe I should hit some right-handed.
Uh-oh.
And after about 30 swings, I was thinking, wow, this is pretty good. And I said, no, can't do that. I'm too invested in left-handed
golf.
That's
a risky road to go down.
That's, yeah, exactly. All right. It is not a great weather day here in the southwestern Ontario area. I'll give you this one more time. Mainly cloudy, 60% chance of showers. Showers look like they're going to start around noon. There's also risk of thunderstorms. That's the bad part. Also tonight, 40% chance of showers this evening with a risk of thunderstorms. So I'm hoping it'll blow over by the time we get ready for fireworks when it's dark. But Canada Day not looking too great today for people in this listening area if you're in the Hamilton or Toronto areas. We got one more segment coming up. We're going to talk, look through the leaderboard. We got lots of stuff to cover, right?
We do. Do we ever? Tons of leaderboards.
PGA, Women's PGA Championship, and the U.S. Senior Open are both on. So we're going to cover those as well as the PGA Tour down there. So stay tuned. There's more coming up ahead on Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by St. Kitts, the Caribbean's most welcoming golf experience. Follow your heart to breathtaking golf in warm, inviting St. Kitts. For information on wonderful resorts and championship courses, visit golfawaytours.com today. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, is brought to you by the Muskoka Bay Club. Live, stay, and play at our award-winning championship golf course. Visit MuskokaBayResort.com today. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada, Canada Day edition. And if you're not able to play because of the rain, go down and see the big duck. Down the harbor front. I like the big duck. All right, there's lots of golf to get to. Lots and lots of golf going on right now. We've got two major championships going on. We've got a big one on the PGA Tour, which is the Quicken Loans National. David Lingmerth has a two-shot lead over Jeff Ogilvie, who is one of the brightest guys you will ever meet. Really wonderful interview on the PGA Tour. Probably one of my favorites. Mm. Daniel Summerhayes is at 6-under. Arjun Otwal and Sung Kang are at 5. And then Nick Taylor tied for 6th at 4-under, doing some really good things. Nick Taylor of late. Mackenzie Hughes made the cut. He's tied for 37th. David Hearn made the cut. He is tied for 51st. And the rest of the gang, Adam Hadwin, Graeme Dillette, can celebrate Canada Day. They can go down and see the duck.
And Hadwin had some great TV time, actually, yesterday afternoon. They
Did
showed
he?
Him a bunch. And he bogeyed, or no, he had a putt for birdie on 18 to get on the number, and he just missed it.
Seems kind of weird yesterday that they didn't cover, like, the LPGA Major, which we'll get to in a second. Was on for like 2 hours. And that was about it.
So sitting in the SportsCenter newsroom beside the guy doing the highlight pack. So they showed it from, I believe it was 12 until 2:30.
Yeah.
And then at times on the PGA broadcast, they would show a little montage of some of the highlights. And then after the coverage, they would start showing Brooke Henderson some shots sort of 10 minutes after they happened. So we got video of her making the eagle that she did make, but it's very, very
good. Let's just hear from David Lingmerth, who is leading the tournament. Here he is talking about his 65-65 opening.
Anytime you come back to a course where you have great memories, it's always going to help. So having one here it was a good feeling to show back up. And I know a lot of guys haven't played. I do think it's a course that is visually it's kind of straightforward. It's easy to pick good targets. So of course I'll probably have a bit of an advantage having played and won here. But you know, it's just a great golf course. So happy to be here.
Your PGA Tour win is at Muirfield Village, the Memorial Tough Golf Course. As you head into the weekend here, what's going to be the key for you?
You know, it's going to be more of the same. It's so important to hit the fairways out here, and I've been doing a decent job of that first couple of days. And I've been rolling it really well, so just trying to get myself some chances. You don't necessarily have to be too aggressive, but hopefully we can get a few more putts to go in over this weekend. But like I said, it's 36 holes to go. It's a long way, so just one at a time.
That course is playing hard down there. I know 10-under is awfully, awfully good golf out there. I mentioned Jeff Ogilvie was sitting in second place, two back. Let's hear from Jeff Ogilvie.
Speed is difficult out here because the uphill putts are very slow and the downhill putts are very fast. And so you've got these uphill putts from 30 or 40 feet. The last thing you want to do is hit it 4 feet past because then you've got the quick one back. So I wasn't trying to leave that first putt short in the last, but I was definitely not trying to hit it too far past the hole. And it did. It surprised me a little bit. It was very slow. But yeah, if you keep it under the hole here, you can get pretty aggressive, but if you're above the hole, it's really, really tough.
How about the conditions that you faced as the day continues to get a little steamier as we go along here? You were one of the first groups off, in fact, the first group off today.
It was pretty steamy when we started. You go down near the hazard down there on 10, 11, you're pretty low and in the trees, and all the kind of like the bugs that like the humidity are kind of floating around your face.
I've seen those.
Yeah, it is pretty steamy. It's nice to get in the wind for a temp for your body. But it also makes the golf a bit harder when you get up into the wind too. So it was getting a little trickier as we were finishing. The stretch of holes 5 through 11 are going to be really, really tough this afternoon because you turn into the wind and you don't turn away from being into the wind until you get to the 12th tee. That's some of the longest, toughest holes on the course. that's a tough stretch. It was kind of nice when you tee off 10, you get to break it up a little bit, and I got 10, 11 without any wind this morning. Sure. So, yeah, all in all, pretty well. I mean, I didn't do anything amazingly. I just did everything nicely and made putts when I had a chance.
And there is Jeff Ogilvy, who is two back. The women, of course, have the PGA Championship. Defending champion is Brooke Henderson.
Yes, and the rest of the leaderboard, Danielle Kang and Siyoung Kim, tied at 7 under par. Chela Choi and Jody
Uwert-Schadoff,
yes. Brittany Lincecum, Amy Yang, and we have Brooke Henderson there, two shots off the pace. In a good spot to defend her.
She had a good 68, 69, good round yesterday. Had a little delay in the middle of it and mm-hmm. came back, but certainly riding some confidence. I know this is a tight golf course, so drivers obviously key off the tee. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I think for me now with Brooke Henderson, it's going to come down to how well she putts. And she had 29 putts the first round, I think 30 yesterday is what I saw. So when she's putting well, I mean, it's sort of a silly thing to say, but when you're putting well, everything looks a little easier.
And she was talking about that at Manulife after that final round. She said, you know, I'm so close, just the putts just aren't going in right now. And there she goes the next week and gets her fourth career victory.
Yeah. Okay. The men, we should also point out the fact that Elena Sharp tied for 41st. She had a couple of even par rounds. Mm-hmm. She sits at even par. Mm-hmm. And there's she's been playing really well this year.
Yeah, good.
Continues
for her
to play well. Mm-hmm. The old boys have the U.S. Senior Open, and they are in halfway through. Kirk Triplett, Kenny Perry, both at 11 under par. Kirk Triplett opened up with a 62.
Oh.
Now, the 11 under score is the lowest in relation to par in the U.S. Senior Open's history, so good for those guys. Doug Garwood is at 9 under. Scott Verplank, Bernard Langer. There he is again. Bernie Langer.
There he is.
That
long putter. Yeah.
Stephen Ames had a good round yesterday. Shot 66. He is tied for 12th. So making some moves for Stephen Ames. He's been playing pretty solid golf.
Yep.
And there is Tom Watson, who is 103 years old. He's tied for 25th. right in there with some of these guys. He's given up some yardage to the boys, but he's playing pretty well out there. The only other Canadian in the field was Rod Spittle. And I did have a number. Phil Jonas. There were two other Canadians. Phil Jonas from Vancouver shot 75-77, missed the cut. And then John Kelly also plus 17, 75-82. Those two guys both qualified, went through the qualifying and made it. So good on them.
And the web.com tour, the Nashville Golf Open benefiting the Snedeker Foundation.
Oh, wow.
Conrad Schindler is your leader after two rounds, 62-71, 11 under par. And of note, we have Canadian Michael Gligich, who was five shots off the pace at 6 under, 68-70 through his first two rounds. Now, before we go any further, I want to mention Brandel Chambly, Golf Channel analyst, is at Cabot Links right now.
Yes.
He tweeted this morning, coffee and toast with a view.
I saw him actually tweet out yesterday that he said his favorite golf course in the world is Muirfield. He said, but Cabot Cliffs may be the most memorable. And I said to him, I tweeted back to him, and I said, yeah, but just see if you can get your name on the bar.
Oh.
That's the only one person who has his name on the bar there. And we'll see how that's in the public house.
Yeah.
The European Tour is playing the HNA French Open, L'Open de Paris, and Adrian Otegui from Spain is at 9 under. Tommy Fleetwood, one back at 8 under. Peter Uihlein, who did have the lead halfway through. Mm. They're underway already over there, obviously. Lee Westwood is close, and there's a few of the big figure names have taken this week off. But Thomas Peters is at 5 under, and hopefully everybody has their driver settings properly back.
On point, and no one's throwing any putters in the water.
Yeah, this is a big event, by the way. $7 million purse. This is a big, big event for the European Tour,
yeah.
So good for them for holding that.
Mm-hmm.
No golf for you this weekend, except off the dock.
Off the dock, might be hitting some tee shots off the dock in Muskoka. Looking forward to it. Hopefully the weather holds up.
Yeah,
cautiously optimistic.
I got a tee time in about an hour from now, and we'll see if we can get out there without the rain. I've been, as I said at the start of the show, had the horn go twice already this last week in the last 7 days. Hopefully we can get through one. Wherever you are, I hope you're enjoying your Canada Day. This is the greatest country in the world, folks. We are so lucky mm-hmm. to live here. So enjoy it, celebrate it, be safe. And hit it long and straight. We'll see you this week on Golf Talk Canada Television.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by the Muskoka Bay Club. Live, stay, and play at our award-winning championship golf course. Visit MuskokaBayResort.com today. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For blogs, show archives, video highlights, and TV schedule, visit us online at golftalkcanada.ca.